KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly sunny skies at 63 degrees, and we look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 93. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stifel Investments. The entire city of Creston and all the customers of the Southern Iowa Rural Water Association, or SURWA, will be under a boil water advisory beginning at 8 a.m. today and until further notice. The order was issued, according to SURWA, because due to problems at the 12-mile treatment plant, there is a chance for bacterial contamination, and it is being recommended that the water be boiled before it is used for drinking or cooking, or that an alternative source be used. You should bring all water to a boil, let it boil for 1 minute, and then let it cool, or, as mentioned, use bottled water for drinking, making ice, brushing your teeth, and food preparations if you're under that advisory. And that is until further notice. Boiling the water kills the bacteria and organisms that may be present. The water is safe for bathing, however, and other similar purposes. The advisory, which affects SURWA customers in Adams, Clark, Decatur, Madison, Ringgold, Taylor, and Union counties, is a precaution until bacterial sample results are available. For more information, call 641-782-5744. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Thursday arrested 37-year-old April Marie Watson of Red Oak on a felony delivery of methamphetamine charge. Watson's arrest stems from an investigation conducted in March. She was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $100,000 bond. An accident early this morning in Council Bluffs is under investigation. Bluffs police say officers were called to North 15th Street at K Avenue at around 2:11 a.m. with regard to an injury accident. A suspect vehicle had collided with a parked vehicle, the action of which caused the driver to lose control and run into a residence at 1500 K Avenue. The home that did not sustain any heavy damage. The driver of the vehicle was transported to the hospital for further medical evaluation. Their name was not immediately released. Authorities said alcohol is believed to be a contributing factor in the accident, which, as mentioned, remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's traffic unit. A passenger on a motorcycle was injured and transported to the hospital Wednesday afternoon following an incident involving a semi in Mills County. The sheriff's office there reports a 2016 Volvo semi driven by 63-year-old Darrell Snyder of Fargo, North Dakota, was traveling west in the Love's Travel Stop parking lot driveway. Snyder made a left turn to enter the diesel fuel pump area and did not see a motorcycle coming from the west heading east in the same lot. Snyder said he was halfway through his turn when he looked over and saw the motorcycle tip over and slide. The accident happened around 3:15 p.m. The 2001 Yamaha operated by 19-year-old Anthony Kelsey of Sydney was headed eastbound in the parking lot toward the semi. Kelsey told authorities that the semi turned in front of him and he attempted to stop, but the back end slid out, causing the bike to tip over. A witness parked next to the service center had a dash camera running and caught the majority of the crash on camera. The camera showed the motorcycle coming across the screen and the semi turning in front of it. The cycle operator had attempted to stop, but he lost control of the motorcycle and it tipped over. Kelsey suffered minor injuries and refused rescue. His passenger, 22-year-old Shelby Weiser, was transported to Mercy Hospital by Glenwood Rescue for injuries she suffered during the crash. Authorities note that Kelsey did not have a motorcycle endorsement on his driver's license. Well, the concepts for a riverfront revitalization plan in Council Bluffs include an elevated walkway through the trees, a pavilion with a rooftop restaurant, and a marina. The Omaha World Herald reports that those were among the ideas floated Wednesday during a community meeting on plans to transform the Council Bluffs side of the Missouri River. On June the 12th, the Riverfront Revitalization Planning Committee plans to present a master plan for the Omaha Riverfront during an open house at Gallup in Omaha. A team of national experts is working to develop the master plan for areas in and around the river's edge, from north of Hannafin Park to the Union Pacific Bridge in Council Bluffs, as well as the Gene Leahy Mall, Heartland of America Park, and Lewis and Clark Landing in Omaha. A report says business conditions index for 9 Midwestern and Plains states has jumped to its highest level in 14 years. The report released today says the Mid-America Business Conditions Index hit 67.3 last month compared to 64.5 in April. The March figure was 62.1. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the economy's strength will be tested by trade skirmishes and other factors that could slow growth. The survey results are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Any score above 50 suggests growth in that factor. A score below that would suggest decline. In the funeral announcements, Doris Reinhardt, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Tuesday in Des Moines. Graveside services for Doris Reinhardt will be tomorrow at 9 a.m. in the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Dorothy Dottie Eichmann, age 87, of Templeton, died Tuesday in Des Moines. A massive Christian burial for Dottie Eichmann will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Lendell John, age 60, of Imperial, Nebraska, and formerly of Manila, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Lendell John will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has the arrangements. Mary Parker, age 69, of Atlantic, died Tuesday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Mary Parker will be Wednesday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Rodney Dean Watkins, age 61, of Atlantic, died Saturday at his home. Per his wishes, cremation has taken place, and graveside services for Rodney Watkins are planned for a later date at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery near Van Meter. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Marjorie Lilly, age 84, of Des Moines and formerly of Stewart, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Marjorie Lilly are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you on KJAN by Jeff Moranz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.